This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dila Prasai with the news. The headlines first. Election Commission sets up offices of election officers and returning officers for local level elections. Secondary Education Examinations, SCE, is beginning from today. Health Ministry urges all to adopt health safety protocols citing increasing cases of coronavirus infections in India. And US President Joe Biden announces an additional $800 million security assistance package for Ukraine. Now the news in detail. The Election Commission has set up its offices in all local bodies and made them operational as part of the preparation for the local level election. At a press briefing in Kathmandu yesterday, a spokesperson of the Commission, Saligram Sharma, confirmed the establishment of the Office of the Election Officers and Chief Election Officers in all districts and local levels. With this, the Commission has started to dispatch the election materials to the districts. The Commission has also allowed 44 organizations for election monitoring. Meanwhile, the Commission has urged all not to doubt the conduction of a free and fair election. Nepali Congress Central Work Execution Committee has been called for 2 p.m. today. The notice signed by Nepali Congress Chief Secretary Krishna Prasad Paudel states that today's meeting to be held at Sanipa will discuss local-level election nomination. President Bidyadevi Bhandari has appealed to the world community to bring generous packages for the economic recoveries of developing nations like Nepal. In a video message to the annual conference of the Boa Forum for Asia yesterday, President Bhandari talked about the impacts of climate change and the pandemic on the economies of the mountains and island nations. On the occasion, he urged all to implement the commitment to reducing carbon emissions for checking global warming. The CPN-UML is nominating the candidates for the local-level election in metropolises and sub-metropolises on the 24th of April. UML Publicity Department Chief Prithvi Shubha Gurung said the Central Committee meeting of the party held at Balkot yesterday decided to unveil the election manifesto today. Likewise, the party has decided to inaugurate the party office at Tulsilal Memorial Academy in Lalitpur while marking establishment day of the Communist Party in Nepal. World Health Organization Director General Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus held cordial meetings with Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Narayan Khadka and Health Minister Birod Khatiwada. Ministry of Foreign Affairs informed that during the meeting held at Singadarbar yesterday, Minister Dr. Khadka appreciated the leadership of World Health Organization during the COVID-19 pandemic and thanked the organization for vaccine support to Nepal. Likewise, in the meeting held with Health Minister Khatiwada, the World Health Organization chief congratulated Nepal for its efficient response to COVID-19 and on reaching 70% vaccination target. He also appreciated Nepal's efforts for launching the first typhoid immunization campaign. Earlier yesterday, World Health Organization chief Dr. Ghebreyesus paid a courtesy call to National Assembly Chair Ganesh Prasad Timmasinha at Singadarbar. The World Health Organization chief is on a 3-day visit to Nepal with schedule to meet President Bidyadevi Bhandari and Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deoba. He arrived in Nepal yesterday at the invitation of Health Minister Birod Khatiwada. The CPN-UML is nominating the candidates for the local level election in metropolises and submetropolises on the 24th of April. UML Publicity Department Chief Prithvi Shubha Gurung said the Central Committee meeting of the party held at Balkot yesterday also decided to unveil the manifesto today. The Ministry of Health and Population has urged all to follow health safety protocols in view of the growing COVID-19 cases in India. Issuing a press note yesterday, Ministry spokesperson Dr. Sangeeta Kaushal Mishra urged all to abide by the public health safety guidelines. The Ministry has also urged those who have completed 3 months since a vaccination to also get the booster dose. Pairajhawa Best Gautam Buddha International Airport has come into operation. Director General of Nepal Civil Aviation Authority, Engineer Pradeep Adhikari, informed that domestic flights were made yesterday through the new runway in the airport. However, international flights will take off from the 16th of May, coinciding the birth anniversary of Gautam Buddha. Home Minister Balkrishna Khand has directed the concerned bodies to carry out an investigation into the explosion at Sagarmatha Oxygen Plant in Lalitpur. Home Minister Khand asked the Home Secretary Dick Narayan Pandey, Chief District Officer of Lalitpur, Khanasyam Upadhyay, and others to rescue the injured immediately and to carry out an investigation. Lalitpur CDO Upadhyay said that 2 people were killed and 6 others were injured in the explosion yesterday. Meanwhile, at another program, the Home Minister directed the Home Administration to be committed to make the upcoming local-level election free and fair. The Secondary Education Examination, SEE, of the current academic year is beginning from today. National Examinations Board Chair Mahashram Sharma has said all the preparations for the exams had been completed. Controller of SEE Examination Arjun Rai Mazi informed that there were 2,007 exam centres across the country. A total of 514,967 students are attending the exam in the regular category this year. Chinese Ambassador to Nepal Hao Yanqi has assured of helping Nepal to export its products to China. Addressing a virtual press conference yesterday, Chinese Ambassador Hao Yanqi shared that China had given high importance to Nepal's willingness to resume export to China from the dry port. On a different note, the Chinese ambassador made it clear that the Belt and Road Initiative, BRI, was never a geopolitical strategy. The World Bank says service sector is estimated to have been a primary factor of growth in the first half of fiscal year 2022 in Nepal, with mobility data indicating a strong recovery in wholesale and retail trade, transport and financial services. Similarly, it has stated in a report that tourism and tourism-related activities have also recovered with a rise in international tourist arrivals. The industrial sector also contributed to growth on the back of the higher installed capacity of electricity, including from recently completed Upper Tamakoshi Hydropower Project. However, the report stated that agriculture sector was estimated to be a drag on the growth due to significant drop in main season paddy production following unseasonal rains. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8M English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. U.S. President Joe Biden has announced an additional $800 million security assistance package for Ukraine. Biden says the aid, including heavy artillery weapons, ammunition and tactical drones, will be sent directly to the front lines of freedom. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia has rejected a proposal for ceasefire this weekend. The Russian President Vladimir Putin orders his troops not to storm the Azovstal steel plant, where the last group of Ukrainian fighters in Mariupol is holding out. Dozens of people have been killed or injured in 4 explosions across Afghanistan on Thursday, local officials and journalists have said. The first explosion tore through a Shia Muslim mosque in Mazar-e-Sharif. According to BBC, at least 31 people were killed and 87 were wounded. The Islamic State group IS admitted carrying out the attack. The Taliban say they have defeated the IS, but the group remains a serious security challenge to Afghanistan's new rulers. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas of the country and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Brief rain or thunder showers are likely to occur at a few places in Province 1, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province, and at one or two places in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 30.6 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 17.4 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Election Commission sets up offices of election officers and returning officers for local level elections. Secondary Education Examinations, SCE, is beginning from today. Health Ministry urges all to adopt health safety protocols citing increasing cases of coronavirus infections in India. And US President Joe Biden announces an additional $800 million security assistance package for Ukraine. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.nb for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.